church. Amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate you men of God coming tonight. It's a great blessing to see you, and I'm humbled that you would come this way and this far. And I want to try to be a help to you tonight. Got a message on my heart that I should have preached last night, but I didn't have the faith. And so we'll try to mind the Lord tonight. Amen. I think this will be one of the hardest messages I ever preached, because I know the sincerity of it, and I know that the Lord wants me to try to relate to your heart how he feels.
Amen. Yeah.
And I don't know if I have that in me.
Amen, bro.
Yeah. And I hope you'll pray. I hope that God will meet with us and make preaching easy. Amen.
Amen.
If you take your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn with me. This is one of the greatest verses, I believe, in all the Word of God. I use it many, many times in the ministry. Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter number 4. Find your place and then go to Hosea chapter 1, please. Revelation chapter 4. Hosea chapter number 1. It's always an honor to stand in this place, and I don't take it lightly tonight. Revelation chapter number 4, and look with me please at verse number 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to just, by way of introduction tonight, say to you that your entire purpose for being in this world is to give glory to God.
That's right. No doubt.
That's why you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other reason tonight. God wants something out of your life that will bring him glory and honor.
Yeah.
That will bring pleasure to his name.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you live your entire life and never give that to God, it'll be such a waste.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
God had a people in the Old Testament that he loved and he still loves.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
A little nation, their name is Israel.
Yep,
yep. Yes.
And it seemed like the more that he loved them, the less that he was loved.
Yeah.
The reason that he rescued them, the reason that he brought them out of Egypt, it was not to get them into the promised land. That was a byproduct.
Yeah.
The reason that he brought them out of Egypt was to bring them to himself.
Right.
He wanted their fellowship.
Yep.
Could I just suggest to you, church, tonight, if you're here tonight and you're saved, all God wants is your time.
That's right.
All he wants is your fellowship.
Yep.
You know, it's like the Apostle Paul said, God used him in a mighty way. And Paul said, it seems like the more that I love, the less I'm loved.
Yeah.
And isn't that way with people today? Seem like the more pastors you try to love people and help them, the worse they treat you.
Yeah.
But I want to say something to you preachers tonight, and I want you to know that there's no other way in this world that God can show this world, can show his church, can show America how he feels than for you to have to live it and experience it and then get in the pulpit of God and relate that message to the people.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the only way they'll know.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's the reason that he told Ezekiel. He said, go down by the riverside, Shebarn. Sit there for 7 days and just watch the people. Yep. Watch their heartache and watch their teardrops and watch their families break up and watch their lives destroyed and watch their homes in shambles. He said, sit there for 7 days and watch them. And when you get done, go preach. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
God said in one of his prophets, I want you to lay down in the dirt and play army.
Yeah.
Get an iron skillet and play army with it. He told one of them for 3.5 years, walk around preaching naked.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah.
He said, one of them, I want you to stand up and pull your hair out and stomp and spit at them.
Yeah.
Cuss at them. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Because that's what God is trying to get folks to see. God wants you to understand. Listen, as much as he loved Israel, Jesus Christ loves you. He loved you so much that he gave himself. He hung on Calvary's tree and shed his blood so that you could have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
God said, I want you preachers, I want you to experience this. I want you to understand, you'll never help God's people until you know what's in God's heart. Until you know how God feels. And so here's a man in the Old Testament. His name is Hosea.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's look at it just for a minute. Hosea chapter number 1. And God tells this preacher, for time's sake, he says, I want you to go and marry a harlot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you up front, she's going to leave you.
Yeah.
She's going to cause misery and pain.
Yeah.
Going to be nothing but heartache all your life. As long as you're with her, she ain't going to be nothing but trouble. But you're going to take her and you're going to have children. God said there's going to be 3. Then he names them. Look at chapter 1, please.
Yeah.
And verse number 4, and the Lord said unto him, call his name, here's his first one, Jezreel. For yet a little while, now watch, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. Now you see, God has a problem. God loves Israel. They're an apple in his eye.
That's right.
They're God's special people. Listen to me. God did not choose America.
Yeah.
God chose Israel.
Yeah.
America chose God. That's America's choice.
Yeah.
Thank God she did in the beginning. Yeah. I thank God for our heritage. Amen.
Yeah.
It's dwindling fast.
Yeah.
But Israel was chosen by God. And God is not through with Israel. Amen. God's going to give her her land back.
Sure.
Every inch of it.
Yes, sir.
They're going to get every inch of it.
Yeah.
Every speck of dirt.
Yeah.
It's God's land. It belongs to God's people. Amen.
Sure, yeah.
You can sign all the peace treaties you want to sign.
Right.
But it belongs to Israel.
Sure it does.
It's God's land. This America don't have as much domination as they think they do.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
But God, listen, as much as God loved her, he'd turn his back a minute and they'd be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like every night she was in the arms of another man.
Yeah.
Every time he turned around, she's stepping out. And God says, all right, I want you to have a young, and the first one's going to be Jezreel. And that name means judgment's coming. And you know this, you know in America, there's no way in the world that the judgment of God cannot come to this country. There's no way it can't happen. People people have abused, the more God has blessed, the more they've spit in his face, the more God's done for them, the more they have turned, the more they flipped him off, the more they've cursed him, they've used his name for bywords. Are you listening to me, church? And the more it seems like God does, the worse they hate him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Lost people use the name of Jesus Christ more than saved people do.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Hey, can I help you tonight?
What?
Is everybody all right? Let me give you something from Facebook.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you know it is genetically, biologically, scientifically impossible for a man's genes and a woman's genes to come together and make a pervert?
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? I don't care what Lady Gaga says.
Right.
You were not born that way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen to me. You can't. I'm not. I don't have a racial bone in my body. I love everybody. God knows that. But I'll tell you something. You can't take a black man and a white woman and mix them and come out with a white child.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, preacher.
Yep.
You can't mix them and have a black child.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go another step. You can't put two white people together and have a black child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Come on. You can't put two black people together and have a white child.
Amen.
I'm not picking on anybody. I'm trying to help you with genetics.
Come on.
It's genetically impossible.
Right. Sure.
And you can't take a straight man and a straight woman and birth a queer.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Amen.
And in Holland, we were born this way. This is the way we were. No, you weren't. Amen. You made a choice. You were born with the faith of God inside of you. And you erased that faith. Amen.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Everybody all right?
You're right.
Put that on Facebook.
You're running well.
I'm just trying to help you tonight. I'm telling you, you don't think America's not going to be judged?
Sure.
And every time God sends a little storm to show them what he's capable of, like Katrina, Andrew, and a preacher gets on national television and mentions the judgment of God, they hound him so much till he backtracks and apologizes.
Yeah, what about that?
God help us.
Yeah.
What's wrong with calling it like it is?
Right.
What's wrong with saying the truth?
Right.
What's wrong? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hey, the judgment of God is going to hit America because he keeps spitting in the face of God. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yeah. God said, I'll get off of that. I know that bothers some of you. God said, that ain't all. God said, then I want you to have another one. And so she has another one. And it's called Lo Rama. And that word, Lo Rama, look at verse number 5. And it shall come to pass that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name Lo Rama. For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Jezreel means judgment's coming. Lo Rama means, listen, are you listening? I'm not sure if you're mine. You know, we live in a day you can't tell who belongs to God.
Yeah.
Man says he loves God 1 minute, next minute he's out drinking at a bar somewhere. You know, it's sad when you can go to the house of God and to be honest with you tonight, folks, I don't know any of you.
Yeah.
There's only one person in this place tonight I am sure about his salvation, and that's me, amen.
Right.
All I have to go on is your testimony.
Right.
I've seen people, thousands, by the groves over here, blow their testimony, run away from God, act like they've never been in church, amen.
Yes, sir.
Come on, is everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Men stand in the pulpit and preach. Go out and blaspheme the name of God.
Yeah, come on.
You're right, brother.
Everybody all right?
You're doing good.
Now listen, don't misunderstand. Ain't none of us beneath it. Right. We could all slip before morning.
Yeah,
I beg God for his mercy. I want to finish my course.
Amen.
I want to finish my race.
Yeah.
I want to finish what God started.
Yeah.
I said God started.
Yeah.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
But he said, hey, I'm not sure if it's mine or not. Well, it's a sad day when you don't know if they're your youngins or not.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's some things going on when you're not sure if they're yours.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He kind of got his eyes.
Yeah.
But he's got the devil's ears.
Yeah.
And she's got the devil's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reckon they blow. Reckon you belong to God? Reckon you're one of God's? Reckon you're one of his children? Well, oh, yeah, preacher, I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you got God convinced.
Yeah.
God said, hey, I loved Israel. I longed for Israel. I did everything in the world. I wanted to be their king, but they didn't want me to be their king.
Right.
I wanted to love them, but they didn't want me to love them.
Yeah.
I wanted to bless them, but they didn't want my blessings.
Right.
Now listen to what I'm saying. And so God says, look, have a youngin, name it Jezreel. God's judgment's coming. Then name it Lo Rama. Amen. And tell him, I don't know if you're mine or not.
Yeah.
He said, then have Laomi. Or excuse me, Loemi. Is that what it said? Have Loemi. He said, you know what that means? I know you're not mine.
Yeah.
You don't belong to me.
Yeah.
In this world, in the name of Jesus, handing out the charities.
Go ahead.
Give to Shriners. You ever watched them have the little TV program and they got these little dogs standing there shivering like
this? Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Would you help this dog? Why would they let him stand there and shiver?
Yeah. Yeah. Good question.
Why not get him and fix him? Why let him do that?
Put a blanket on.
For publication's sake.
Sure. Yeah.
For publicity's sake.
Yeah.
Let the poor dogs, they probably got him out of the freezer.
Yeah.
You're right.
You don't think people would do that?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Just so they could get $19.95 a month from you for some dog that don't have a soul?
Yeah. Go ahead, preacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're doing good, preacher.
And you can take that youngin in 6 months or 9 months and deliver it and drop it in a trash can. God have mercy on America. Amen.
Yes.
Something's wrong.
You're right, preacher.
We messed up. We went left and we haven't come back.
You're right.
Man. Yeah.
You're exactly right,
brother.
You're right,
brother.
And so God says to his prophet, to his preacher, he said, the only way the world's going to understand how I feel in my heart is you're going to have to marry a whore.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How many of you, be honest tonight, preachers, I know some of you is going through some storms. And how many of you would say, preacher, I'm glad to do it if it'll get God's heart out.
Yeah. Yeah.
People could see God's heart. Listen to me, if you don't show them the heart of God, they'll never see it.
That's right.
Yep.
If you don't show them how God feels, they'll never get it.
Yep.
They'll never understand it. They'll never get it out of the book.
Yep.
If you don't give it to them.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to give it to them is you're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to shed tears.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through the valley of Baca. You're going to have to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Brother, you wonder why our churches are falling apart, that people are leaving by the groves and running off to these rock concert churches. I'm telling you, you got to feel what Jesus felt when all of them walked away and he turned to Peter and said, are you going to?
Yeah.
Do you know how it feels? I told you I couldn't show you his heart. It'd been nights I prayed all night in my tears and say, God, why would you allow me to go through this?
Yeah, go ahead, preacher. Yeah, hallelujah.
Well, why would I have to face this, God? And he said, how else are you going to preach and really show them my heart?
Yeah, that's good, bro.
Yeah.
You got to see God's heart. You know what it feels like to love people that every day on a daily basis spit in your face? That's what he does for America.
Yeah.
And I just, and every day I wonder, Brother Bobby, is this the last day of blessings?
Yeah, go ahead, preacher.
God has been so good to us. I've not ever a day without bread on my table.
Amen,
not a day without nice carpet to walk on. Not a day without a nice warm bed and a nice lady beside me, my wife, to sleep. God has blessed us.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
If one car breaks down, get on the sale and get another one.
Yeah, right.
God has blessed us so much.
Sure.
God has blessed America.
Yeah.
Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? We got people becoming millionaires every day at record breakneck speed.
Yep.
In America. You ought to try to go to a third world country.
Yes.
Where their only house is a cardboard box on a river. And that's where they wash their dishes. Wash their bodies, wash their pots and pans. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yep.
And every day they wake up, the only things on their mind is, what am I going to eat today?
You're right.
You never had that.
No.
James said, if you got gold on your hand, you're rich.
Right.
Come on, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
You don't think you've been blessed, and we whine and murmur, complain and gripe. Why can't I have this? When am I going to get that? Why is it never my turn? God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. God's been good to us. I'm telling you, God has blessed us. Oh, dear God, I'm telling you, if God dropped me dead in my tracks tonight, I'd have to throw my hands up in heaven and say, praise God. You were right. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
What a Savior.
Amen.
What a God.
Amen.
Every time I have a need, he'll move mountains. Lean down and listen close so he can hear, what's the matter, son? What is it this time? And most of the time it's just piddling stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, how we've treated him so wrong.
Amen.
And we've broken his heart so much. I wish you could see how God feels tonight. He said, boy, now you're going to have to take care of them youngins because she's going to leave you. She's running off again and play with her whoredoms. She's running off with strangers in the night. God, don't make me go through this. Why do I got to stay here with these youngins that don't have a mama?
Go ahead.
What, I got to face this, God? I want my people to know how I feel to love somebody that don't love you back.
Right. Come on,
bro. Won't spend a little time every day with me. Just tell me they love me once in a while. God said in Jeremiah chapter 2, he said, I remember thee. I remember how it used to be. I remember when you needed me. I remember that day when you fell on the altar and cried and broke my heart and I came running.
Yeah.
And I saved your sorry soul.
Yeah.
Now look at you.
Amen, brother.
Look how you've treated me.
Yeah.
Look what you've done in the name of Jesus. God have mercy on us.
Yeah.
God help us.
God help America. And help America's Baptist Church. Does anybody know how God feels? Preachers, if you don't get it inside, and I'm sorry to tell you this, brother, but you hadn't seen heartache yet, but it's going to come. If you keep a crowd this size long enough, it's going to break your heart. How you know, preacher? You couldn't preach if they don't. You know? Do you know what comes out of suffering? Preaching. You know what comes out of heartache? Preaching. And it ain't about you. God just letting you be the Play-Doh man. He just letting you show them. All he wants them to see is how he feels. What's in his heart? What have you done to him? What have you cost him? And then he falls on his face and he says, God, I can't take it no more. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know where to turn. God, if you don't help me, I ain't going to get no help tonight. God says, all right, son, I'll tell you what you do. In the morning, you saddle up your ass, go downtown, and she's down on the auction block. You take this and this and this, and you buy her home, bring her home.
Yeah.
You might have to love her in spite of herself. He said, but you go pay for it and buy her back. See, this is the most amazing thing in the world to me. As bad as I've treated him.
Yeah.
I'm talking about since I've been a preacher.
Yeah.
Talking about since I've been a Christian.
Yeah. Oh, amen.
As bad as I've treated him, as wicked and ungodly as I've acted with my father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's faithful.
And you hear that lost tonight that's always taking his name in vain, cussing him, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God. Why don't you say Buddha damn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Muhammad damn? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is it always God?
Hear me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Some of you has done it today. Mm. You'll be all right. You'll get over it. Amen. We treat him like that. Spit on him.
Yeah.
Pull his beard out. Beat him half to death. Poke a spear in his side. Put a crown of thorns on his head. Put a Roman walking stick in his hand. And a Roman robe on him. And call him a king. But he opened not his mouth.
Yes.
He gladly laid his life down, not for his friends. For them that spit on him.
Yeah.
Used his name in vain. And one of these days, in the worst way, you're going to need God. You're going to need him so bad. All I can tell you is, I remember that day when I got to that place in my life, when I lost my home and my job and everything I had in life, and I was ready to put a gun in my mouth and blow myself to hell. I was on Satan's auction block.
Yeah.
And he was letting me go to the highest bidder. Jesus said, I'll take him. He said, how are you going to pay? With blood. Pure, holy, righteous blood.
Yes.
And he paid my sin debt. Took me home.
Amen.
I know that's a little mixed up tonight. Hosea went downtown and he found her standing there on the auction block. And he paid the price. And he took her home. He said, I'm going to love you. And you're going to love me. I love him tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Not because I have to.
Right.
But because he first loved me.
Amen. Yeah.
And when I could not go to him, brother,
yeah,
he came to where I was.
Yeah. You're right, brother.
Hey, listen to me, preachers. Listen to me. I love you. I mean, it's from the bottom of my heart. You ain't ever going to help people. You'll never show them God's heart. You better go back and you better read what them preachers went through and them prophets went through. Because you'll never get close to God without the devil being right beside you.
Right. Yeah.
And suffering is going to be along the way. How you can't show them without experience. You can't help them unless it touches you. Unless it moves you. It ain't going to move you unless God shows you. You got to experience it. You got to have people abuse you and call you names. You got to go through some of the worst. I know preachers tonight. I'm telling you, it's an amazing grace of God that they're standing in the pulpit and preaching the Word of God. I don't know how they do it. And I hope I don't have to face what some of them's facing. I don't know. I don't know, Brother Bobby. I don't know if I could live without my wife. I don't know if I could, but I might have to one day. God may take her out, and I may be all alone. I hope the Lord comes before then. But I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me tonight. Whether you're saved or not, you don't miss this message, this point tonight. Jesus is coming back. Yeah. He's coming. Yeah. I promise you that. But whether he comes or whether he don't anytime soon, you can mark this down. God's judgment is going to fall on this country as sure as I'm standing in boot leather.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you think that wildfire and that tornado is the just, that it's bad. God's showing you what he's capable of.
Yeah.
But you ain't seen God's judgment yet. But it's coming. You say you're trying to, I'm not trying to scare anybody. But if it'll help you, get some help.
Yeah.
Tell you what it ought to do, Christian. It ought to make you want to love him a little bit more.
Amen.
It ought to make us a little more appreciative.
Amen.
A little more thankful for what he's done.
Right.
I don't deserve to preach tonight. I don't deserve to be in this place.
Amen,
I don't deserve to stand and proclaim the Word of God.
Amen.
I ought to be in hell with my back broken 40 places. What a Savior.
Amen.
What a God.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to close tonight, but I'm going to read this verse one more time. Revelation chapter 11, chapter 4. I know I can't show you God's heart tonight, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. The Bible says in verse 11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And that is why you're here. Come on, preacher. Stand with me tonight.